Rise. up this morning, there were tears in my bed. I killed a man I really loved, I shot him through the head. Lord, Lord, they cut George Jackson down. Lord, Lord, they laid him in the ground. Sent him off to prison for a $70 rivalry. They closed the door behind him and they threw away the key. Lord, Lord, they cut George Jackson down. Lord, Lord, they laid him in the ground. He wouldn't take shit from no one. He wouldn't bow down on deal. Authorities, they hated him because it was just too real. Lord, Lord, they cut George Jackson down. Lord, Lord, they laid him in the ground. Prison guards, they cursed him as they watched him from above. But they were frightened of his power, they were scared of his love. Lord, Lord, so they cut George Jackson down. Lord, Lord, they laid him in the ground. Is one big prison yard. Some of us are prisoners, the rest of us are guards. Lord, Lord, they cut George Jackson down. Lord, Lord, they laid him in the ground.
Must admit, but just for the record, you were talking shit. Long rap about no knock being legislated for the people you've always hated in this hellhole that you we call home. No knock, the man will say, to keep that man from beating his wife. No knock, the man will say, to protect people from themselves. No knocking, head rocking, into shocking, shooting, cussing, killing, crying, lying, and being white. No knock. No knocks on my brother Fred Hampton, bullet holes all over the place. No knocks on my brother Michael Harrison, jammed a shotgun against his skull. For my protection, who's gonna protect me from you? The likes of you, the nerve of you, to talk that shit face to face, your tomato face deadpan, your deadpan deadening another freedom plan. No knocking, head rocking, into shocking, shooting, cussing, killing, crying, lying, and being white. But if you're wise, no knocker, you'll tell your no-knocking lackeys, ha! No knock on my brother's head, no knock on my sister's head, no knock on my brother's head, no knock on my sister's head, and double lock your door, because soon someone may be no-knocking, ha! Ha! For you, no knock, to be slipped into John Mitchell's suggestion box.
Nice. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Gil Scott-Heron, you gotta love that. in terms of like social justice, his voice was so strong, and he didn't mess around. He came right to the point. There was no filter on him. Released originally on the Bluebird record label, I think it was a label known mostly for jazz. I think he was sort of pigeonholed for that back then in 1971. Prior to that, Bob Dylan, George Jackson. So that's sort of like one of the most impressive things about the whole series was that this song, George Jackson, written by Bob Dylan, was all about this guy, George Jackson, who became radicalized in prison at San Quentin, was transferred to Soledad Prison in California, where a riot ensued after he joined up with the Black Panthers. He had been very vocal about the mistreatment of inmates in prison, and he had written articles and been very outspoken, and the guards didn't like that, most of them being white, and they clamped down on him and murdered him in prison. And this Bob Dylan song, George Jackson, was a protest, kind of brought that to light, and it led indirectly to other prison riots around the time, including Attica, which is probably the most well-known of the year. The Doors, L.A. Woman, prior to that, from the record of the same name, their last release. Jim Morrison died of a heart attack on July 3rd of that year, and then it was Can's Mushroom from Tego Wago. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our second of a two-part series devoted to the show, or the series, 1971 on the Apple TV. And I enjoyed it very much, and so much so that I decided there would be two shows devoted to it. Next up, it's going to be Gong with the song Tried So Hard. This is actually a remix. I couldn't find the original, sorry. But we're going to still enjoy this one. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you.
It's ending. Mercifully. Finally, it's over. Finally. Can I come out from underneath the desk now? Oh my god. Wow. Yes, Yoko Ono with Open Your Box from the Plastic Ono Band record. And prior to that, New with the Weizensee. We heard only a portion of Kraftwerk's Kling Klang. I wasn't going to play all 17 minutes, but I would play all 7.5 minutes of Yoko Ono screaming and warbling. Go figure, right? Gong from their Camembert Electrique record. Electric Cheese, that was tried so hard. Started the set off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So this is our second of a two-part series devoted to the 1971 limited series on Apple TV. And, you know, towards the end, they started playing all this weird stuff. And it's not enough to shy me or for me to shy away from it or to scare me away. We dive in feet first here at 1,000 Points of Light. And that's exactly what happened, or what's been happening over these last an hour and a half, almost 2 hours now. And thank you for joining me here, and thank you for surviving, if you're still listening after the Yoko Ono craziness. I want to know what like Paul McCartney heard, or what he thought when he heard that. You know, this is only a year after the Beatles broke up. You know, he's doing like Band on the Run or whatever he's doing, Ram or something, and Lennon's doing his thing, but then he has this like Plastic Ono Band thing with obviously John Lennon and Yoko Ono together. I had to know, is he like, wow, what is this? Is he like, oh, this is complete crap? Or is he like, oh, well, this is what John does. You know, he's a true artist and he supports those that he loves. So you got to take your hat off to him. He's not quite that diplomatic. I don't know. Maybe I'll ask him. Anyway, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So we've been just going right through all this stuff. And, you know, up next is David Axelrod's overture from Handel's Messiah. So he reinterpreted a lot of the songs, or the compositions, I should say, from Handel's Messiah. And there was like this movement towards religion and even cultism in the early 70s. We heard some of that with Jesus Christ Superstar. We're going to hear more of that right now from The Handel's Messiah. This is David Axelrod's interpretation. This is the overture, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. And love go hand in hand. Thank you. are searching for a way to make peace come and stay. When we love, and we see water is the magic land where peace and love go hand in hand. Is the magic land where peace and love go hand in hand.
What are you listening to, you're wondering? This would be George Benson's version of White Rabbit, the originally recorded by Jefferson Airplane song. Thousand Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. You're listening to the final moments of our second in a two-part series devoted to the 1971 limited edition series on the Apple TV. Prior to that, we heard Compost with Boata from their self-titled record. Marvin Gaye's Inner City Blues from the incredible What's Going On. Newly voted the greatest record of all time by Rolling Stone, if you believe in that sort of thing. And of course, David Axelrod's overture from his reinterpretation of Handel's Messiah started off that set. So we've been all over the place right now. We're going to wrap things up with David Bowie. We always give him the last word. That's how we roll here in 1,000 Points of Light. This will be Queen Bitch from Hunky Dory. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.
Below. It's down on the street and it's trying hard to force us to flow. Oh, my heart.
good, too bad, I'd rather die. An old-time ambassador, a sweet-talking night, walking games. Oh, and she's known in the darkest clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. If she says she can't do it, then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen that your laughter is sucked in the brain.